When we come to reflect upon the cross, to think about the death of Jesus, it can be very tempting to imagine that we, in all our sophistication, know so much more about things like death than the ancients ever did. But one thing that we know for sure is that the ancients knew that dead people stay dead. You didn't need 20th century medicine to be able to assure people that that is the truth. No, there was this absolute reality of when a person died and the reality of death. No one would have mistaken the fact that the Romans were quite competent at putting someone to death. And so we've reflected in art often over the centuries about the death of Jesus, but often it's at a somewhat abstract way. Until this image. It's by Hans Holbein the Younger, painted in 1522. When Fyodor Dostoevsky saw it, he fainted because he said, looking at that image, he realized that that Jesus could never rise again. So locked in death was this man. It's clearly of a brutally beaten man, a man who has experienced the worst ravages of what humanity can unleash on one another. It would be a tragedy, even if this death of Jesus was the only one in human history where one man was brutally assailed by another. But we know that this death was not unique in that way. Even today, we've heard new tragedies in Kenya, with new acts of violence and hatred being unleashed upon Christians simply because of their belief, and that they stand opposed to the ways of violence of others. The signs of death are so clear and so evident for these images that are there. And they represent the fullness of what we as a Christian people gather to commemorate on this day. But there's so much more. There's so much more that the cross and the death of Jesus speak into our lives. And this is the power of what we're called to reflect upon during this day as we commemorate the Passion. And we gather around the cross in adoration and worship. Because what we see in the cross is the sign of a love that was so great that it could never say no. A love that was so great that it just extended to the extent of that was humanly possible in order to embrace us in our sin and our frailty and our weaknesses. That this love is so powerful that even death, the greatest enemy, the one enemy that the Roman Empire had upon all of its subject people, and yet in the person of Jesus, even that final enemy was defeated. But of course, that unfortunately is not either the end of the story. There was a survey that was conducted some years ago, and it was asked of university students who didn't go to church, who had very little connection with church. And the question was put to them simply to say, what do you know about Christianity? When the word Christian first comes to mind, what's the immediate association that you might have with this word Christian? And they were simply invited to write down whatever the first thing that came to mind. They weren't given a range of options to choose from. They were just asked, when you think of the word Christian, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Do you know what the first response, the greatest response that was given? That's what comes to mind when people hear the word Christian, is that we hate gays. Really? The death of Jesus opening his arms in love for humanity, and the best thing that we can be known for is the things that we hate? Surely the transforming love of Jesus is so much more than that, is inviting us to so much more than that. Can we as a community and we as a people at least strive that when people hear the word Christian, that they think of the word love, that they know that in our frailty and in our weakness and in our ability to stuff things up and to get it wrong, that we're still somehow striving to follow the example of our Savior, to follow His example of a love that refused to say no, a love that continued to embrace and to welcome. This image is from the Chapel of the Visitation in the little town of Paray-le-Monial in France. It's the place where St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the 15th century received the apparition, this divine inspiration of Jesus in the Sacred Heart. Until that time in France, there was this very strict kind of sense and upbringing, this heresy that we call Jansenism, that said it's only those who are most perfect, only those who have everything together, who are possible of being loved by God. And Margaret Mary received this apparition, and she heard the person of Jesus address her and speak to her from the cross. Hopefully, you know what the message was that St. Margaret Mary received. When she looked at the cross, when she looked at Jesus there on the cross, and for her, of course, the Sacred Heart only makes sense when it's Jesus offering Himself there on the cross. Do you remember what it was that Margaret Mary heard Jesus say to her? Behold, the heart of God that has loved man so much, that has loved us, loved people so much. That's the invitation of Good Friday. To come before the cross, to come before Jesus, and to see in the person of Jesus this heart that is so powerful, so strong, that it refuses to say no. The heart that continues to reach out into my life and your life and to offer to you the possibility of hope and freedom and salvation. Today is Good Friday, because today is the day that indeed our lives can be transformed, because that love knows no bounds. That love has room for me, for you, for Muslim terrorists, for people that continue to so get caught up in their own little world that they're not afraid of taking others down with them. But this love doesn't say no. And this love has space for us and for all of our family and friends. And that has to be good news. The final image is just one that was on the wall of the chapel down at St. Patrick's in Bega. And when I was coming of age, I would often go into that chapel and just pray before this image, another image of the Sacred Heart. It's a beautiful reminder of the humanity of Jesus, but again, of this love that continues to open and offer itself to us. Let's indeed be people of hope, longing for Christ. He has drawn near to us. Let's indeed return the favor and draw near to Him.